and let them have dominion.
The kingdom of God is within people. It's the advancement of the people that is advancement
because
of the kingdom.
Because faith must be backed by
the assignment of this ministry is found from that verse.
You're onto a word encounter as Pastor David Ogbeli ministers God's word to you with simplicity and power. God bless you.
He created them to control the earth, to control the circumstances on earth, just like God controls the heavenlies.
The key to achieving every goal and solving every problem. And what is that key? System development. System development. What it simply means is that we are trying to reengineer how you solve problems or how you pursue goals or even vision, your destiny. Whenever you are given a goal to pursue now, don't just rush after it. First sit down and develop a system that helps you accomplish that. We know that you can go after it by yourself, but you will not be able to touch up to 10% of the potential of that goal doing it that way. If we say now we want to go to Enugu right now, we can take off and run to Enugu. There's nothing wrong with it. But a man who is using a system like a transport system will get there, finish his breakfast, supper, sleep, wake up, probably in 2 days, are not yet there. What people think now, if you say, let's go to Enugu, the first thing they will tell you is, let's go and find a vehicle. That's how you need to start thinking now. Whenever you have a goal, find a system that will carry that goal to its destination. System is the vehicle, that drives vision to its destination. It's a vehicle. You can try to pursue vision without it. So, see the point. Anytime there is a vision, a goal, something to be accomplished, don't just run with legs anymore. Use a vehicle. System is stronger than knowledge, even though it takes knowledge to build it. Having knowledge and not having system. Somebody who has half knowledge that has system will beat you hands down. He gets his yet to get his degree, but he has built an operating system and he has beat most of the graduates of the best business schools in the world, hands down. What is the essence of studying business if you can build one? He wrote a book, Business at the Speed of Thought. It's a book you need to buy. I have a copy of it. When I say reading it, somebody has achieved something and he writes, it's worth reading. The key to achieving every goal and solving life problems. God created the universe by the application of two major laws, the law of faith and the law of system. He used the supernatural law and he used this ritual is a natural law, if you will. He used it. And we have said that system development is the greatest skill you can learn on earth. The ability to create and deploy systems. People who know how to create and deploy systems rule the world. You control your world by building systems. At least your own world. If you can't build the one that will help you rule the bigger world, you can please manage your own world. For example, you can develop a system for running your family. Then develop a system for running your personal finance. But guess what? You can build one to capture. So system is one of the laws of dominion. And system is the key to controlling the environment. I have frustration here. Africa is known to be hot, the weather. But by the deployment of a cooling system, you live in Africa, boys. You can live the same environment like you are in Europe. Yeah. So you can live anywhere, irrespective of the prevailing circumstances in that environment, you can use the deployment of systems to carve out a different environment for yourself. and live the ideals, live the dreams that God has put in your heart. I went outside not long ago. I wasn't there for a while. I almost started sweating. I came back here, everything calmed down. This is an environment controlled by systems. Jesus in the world, but not of the world. So he wants us to live some of our heavenly ideals here. You know, one time the Lord was talking to me. I finished teaching on social responsibility, helping the poor and other. The Lord said, to help the poor, you don't have to be poor. If you are poor, you can't help there. You'll be looking for help. He said, I live in heaven, from heaven like earth, to pull people out of problems. But the world I live in is called heaven. He said, it's a world that I built. Build your own heaven in it. I'm going on crusades, going on missions to help people. He said the concept that you have to be poor because you think you want to help the poor doesn't work. What you should go on mission, identify with people who are there, experience what they're experiencing. In order to understand what they're going through, then bring in the solution that they need. Mission field gets too tough. Return back to Eden. Recoup. Refresh yourself and return back. You must have that. Look at the eagles. That's how they operate. They go in a very high peak mountain, find a cliff of the rock, build a nest, keep their family in a safe place, and then they now go to hunt. That's how God is. That's how he is. So those of us who live on earth should operate like ambassadors of nations. Like when an American ambassador comes, they build an embassy. Go and find the kind of environments where they find the most secured environment and put, that's where they live. They develop their own embassy here. Then they interact with the society where they are. God created the world and sustains the world by deploying systems. I want to mention some of the systems you can help me God has in creation. You know of any? Solar system. God is not using hydropower. Because you can't drive life, neither can you drive all these things in creation without energy. So, simple. Not hydro energy. It's not using chemical energy. It's not using solar energy. And he made a system that supplies that. Not a generating system. Just designed another type of system. It's just nuclear fission. Nuclear plant. You know, there is nuclear power now. You can use it. South Africa provides 40% of the electricity from that. That's what God is using. And you can convert that into electricity, convert it to any other thing. Okay, what other system does in nature? The plane to every aspect of creation is governed and sustained by system. Yes? The water cycle, the irrigation system, the ecosystem. Look at the ecosystem. That one balances the interactions between the things in nature. So what we do affect the plants, what the plants do affect us. If you kill all plants, men will follow them and die. Created the ecology to be balanced. Ecosystem. Climatic system controls our weather. Aquatic system. It plenty everywhere. Everywhere. Aerodynamic system is everywhere. Everything is system, system, system. That's how our life should be. Okay, in the human body, our human life is sustained by system. Your life is hanging on system. If you blow one down, the man can join his ancestors. So you can imagine this whole life. The same way your spiritual life should be sustained by systems. Central nervous system, yeah. Digestive system. Excretory system. Respiratory system. Digestive system. Circulatory system. You see, what system does is that for God Almighty, this is what it does for him. He doesn't have to create one thing twice. He creates something once, the system keeps the job working. Would you like to be able to retire when you want, but you are still making money? You don't have to reduce your standard of living because you didn't work for 1 year. You know, that's the definition of wealth. If you don't work for a year without reducing your standard of living, it shows you are wealthy. In America now, when you see any of these people who live abroad, come here. Spend 3 days, 1 week. You see how they're rushing. You know what it is? Bills. Mortgage is running. Everything is running. And you stay away from work 1 week, you're finished. Let me tell you what is happening with you. You don't see it much here, sir, because we have some degree of free air here to breathe. In the West, places like America and you, the whole, every aspect of life run by system. People are choked. They work in system, they earn a living in system, but they don't know how to build it. You know, you think because a white man created aircraft, all white people know how to create it. I dashed two people money in this my trip. One was a white man begging in the street with bear. So we went to chat him up. He's an American, full-blown white American. I told our people, let's give him some dollars. So dash us, let's dash the money. And I'm not doing it to insult anybody, but that is it. And when I got to UK, I saw a Nigerian, and he's a Yoruba man. So I told the medical doctor was with me. This one man, he didn't go to school because he's cleaning the streets, carrying those bins, pushing that stuff in the heart of London. So I said to the, I don't think he went to school. That's why he's suffering at it. He said, Pastor, I'll go and find stars. So I brought $20. He also brought, you know, and added, and then went. You know, people sit here and have crazy ideas of courses to study. You go and study. If you want to live in Nigeria, when you go abroad to study, study what is needed here. When you want to live abroad, then study what they need there. That's what the Jews are doing. You will see it in that book. They go for professional courses. You will never find them in blue-collar jobs. What is cleaning or doing? The Hispanics can do that. And not for Jews. They go for where the money is. The top. God told them you shall be the head. So they follow where the thing is. So now a Jewish man told me this about UK. He said, do you want to know where the money is? I said, no, I don't know where it is. He said, primarily business. He said, that's why the Indians, the Jews, and others are making it. He said, remove that, medicine. He said, and branches of medicine. He said, remove medicine, pharmacy. He said, remove files, services, banks, and the rest of them. He said, after that, he said, construction. He said, the wealthy people here are bricklayers, are messing people. He said, carpenters are the wealthy people in this society. Here now, you despise them. They are the ones having the millions. These people who know how to do all that. Even in Nigeria, we know that these guys come from Togo and all. Our people are carrying certificates. Go to bank, they pay you 150. Those guys collect. One did a job for me. He collected in one city what some bankers would need 3 months of work to get. I told you to dominate, you have to study environment. Now. So if you say you are going to Canada, you study where the money is. Is he going enough? There you go. When he told us what he did, first he came there and did classical studies, all those things. You know, then he decided to do masters. He went and did HR. At the time, Europe has closed the door that you can't get job if you're coming from Nigeria, Africa. You can't get. When UK citizens finish, they give the remaining job to EU citizens. That's when the HR need to come here. They can HR themselves. And their system is so tight. But you see, they still need doctors, and their kids are not willing to study anything that is hard. They need lawyers. The legal profession in UK is almost taking over. But I noticed that the Asians have an advantage. If you give an Asian a legal document to prepare for you, as he's talking to, he calls them that they are bringing this. For example, now, as your document is coming, it's signed. You call a Nigerian or whatever, it would take them time. So I decided to find out why. I found out that there are people moved in and they are in all those offices. and they are loyal to their people. We have work, but we have started. We have mentioned some in the human body. Society too. That's how civilization came. When, you know, human beings started learning how to build systems instead of just using the one God built. Because initially, when we arrived here, man was naked, living in the garden. I know somebody say, God gave them spiritual clothes. The glory of God was covering Adam. Try it. Finish prayer and worship. When you sense the presence of God, walk in the streets without clothes and tell me if he will cover you. The guys were naked. You know why? God built cotton. He was expecting us to learn how to build things like him. I told you he created us in his image. We are like him. He put iron, but he didn't give them cars. He put aluminum, but he didn't give them aircraft. He will create birds to be flying for you to study what I did. And that's what man started doing. By studying God's creation, human beings started learning how to build systems. So if you even ask yourself, the first law of learning to do systems, study creation, study God's systems everywhere. But it's complex. And I'm not going to send you in that direction. But it's part of the key. If you want to invent and all of that, that's one of the things. Study. They studied the brain and created computer. They studied the nervous system and created the internet. They studied the different animals and we started creating cars. We started with chariots that horses would pull until we started building cars. You know some of these tractors that are walking on our road? Go and study them. Some are like plain mantis, some are like grasshoppers, some are, you know, each one you'll find where they copied it from. They studied the birds and we learned how to build aircraft. It's so amazing that when a bird is landing, it lands on those two legs. Have you seen how the aircraft lands? Then that pointed peak, the peak, so they also created it for the aircraft. Because after a bird lands, the next thing you see, it will do his mount. You start looking for it. They created that one, that small tire in the front. They make it very small. That now balances it. So the aircraft lands this way, not this way. It lands this way, it crashes. They are saying that this, their Airbus, that they learned, they designed it by studying the whales and the sharks. Submarines, from studying whales, and so on and so forth, sharks and the rest of them. So, let's mention some systems that man has built. Transport system. Communication system. Legal system. Educational system. Financial system. The difference between civilized nations and uncivilized ones. Existing system development. Nations have learned how to build and deploy. You go there, you call them developed. The ones that are still not able to do it are the ones who call underdeveloped. The ones the white man people cross, military security system, the police, we still don't even know how to. They said 3% of people on earth. 3%. At the top of the food chain, to build systems, 1% are brought in, they are trained in this thing to run systems, to run it. The job that they bring them to run it. Mr. G did it for Japanese company. They said those three are the top of the food chain, except when they cheat you with control. If they put policies, that's why if you're wise, whenever you are called in, look for part ownership, even if it's percent shareholding. Even if it's 1%, it can settle your generations to come. Harvard did a university of their business school. They produce graduates every year. And they found out that 86% ends up living out there, working, just normal employment. 13% ends up managers, and they agree into management in different companies. Only about 3% ends up building companies and systems that made them major leaders in the world market. So they wanted to know why. How come we taught all these guys the same thing? What is now the difference? Here is what they found out. They found out that 84% did not know exactly where they were going in life. Neither did they have a plan or a system to get there. There are two things. They are here receiving lectures, just like what is going on here. But there is no vision. There is no, secondly, or system, vehicle to get there. The two things are missing. That 84% ends up average people. They just get good jobs because they are Harvard products. They get good jobs, earn decent, but they never have any major influence on them. Okay, 13% has vision. They have vision like every other person. They have vision. They know where they are going, but no vehicle to get them there. System is the vehicle to carry you to your destination. No vehicle. No, when you say organizational development, the building an organization, whether it's church, whether it's NGO, whether it's business, whether it's society, whether it's family, organization, man that wants to raise children, cannot just raise it in the air. A family is the vehicle God designed to help him accomplish all that and continue generations after him. If he wants 100 kids, he can just decide to have 3. Let his children have. Let their children have. And after a while, he can even have 100. And after that, he can have 1,000. It's a system that God built. A social system, it's called. These 13% have vision. But at the end of the day, it doesn't come to pass because it's balloon vision. Because there is no plan and vehicle and system to see that thing happen. So some start out pursuing after a while, they get tired, they just, what they now do is they go find somebody that can give them a managerial job. Because most of those startings, because they have vision, they don't settle for just normal, they end up in management and that settles them. They are well paid. Some become managers, CEOs, but that is it. The best business company. Then somebody comes from a developing nation who did not have that. He builds a system. He hires this guy to be running for him. Then 3%, this 3%, have vision like the other 13. But the difference is that they have a strategy to see that vision. They know how to build system to deploy. So after they've sent a lot of graduates, they started wondering, why are these ones not doing well? Why is it that these 3% are the ones controlling? And they went into research and found out what the problem. And as I'm talking to you now, anybody that is in this class now that is just collecting the same training, but with no vision to go and do ministry, with no vision to go and impact things, this thing, everything you've collected, it will take you further than the people who end up an average performer. Okay, if you finish collecting all this, why economic system may contain financial system, but it's far bigger than that. So these 2-3% are the top of the food chain. They are the ones controlling most of the wealth on earth. And Jews are plenty there. In America, they've checked the top billionaires in U.S. and Jews are half the whole population. And yet they are 0.2% of the population of U.S. But 0.2, not up to 1%, but they have half the number of billionaires in U.S. They check millionaires the same thing in dollars. I decided to find, what is that distinguishing knowledge you people have. He said ability to build systems. Ark building. Ark building. Ark building. Ark building. Okay. The reason Satan is powerful, the reason he's ruling the world is because he has it. The top body of the builder and the ones who run it for them are running the world. The world and the rest of 97. You are going to join that. That's the goal, Lord. That's our goal here. That's our goal here. That's why we have taught you discipline first, because this execution is very critical, because somebody can gain knowledge and just go. Just. Okay, let me give you 12 laws for building system. Does it have this? Does it have this? You can't build something. There are other ones beyond the 12, but I think that's where I'm going to leave it for today. What is a system? It's an organized collection of parts and processes that are highly integrated to accomplish a specific goal. I'll define it in another way. An organized collection of parts and processes that are highly integrated to accomplish an overall goal. System is a combination of structures and processes designed to produce a particular result. So remember, parts and processes. The parts are the organs. No system hangs on air. Systems are built on structures. Then there are processes. Processes are the things that run within those structures. A combination of processes and structures, or structures and processes. And anytime you hear these so-called structures, just the different organs, different parts, sometimes with men. The processes are the activities and the programs that run in those departments. Structures and processes. Every system, see, explaining, must have input that go through processes to produce an output which finally creates an impact. Input, process, output, and outcome or impact. Every system must have an input and go through certain processes to produce an output which ends up creating an outcome. This program is a training system. If it tests those four elements, input, facilitators. Okay, in this particular case now, two facilitators. Input, all kinds of administrative input. Students have to be brought in, you see. Let's stop at that point. Process, the teaching itself, the examination itself, the reading of books, the scoring, the disciplines, all the different, these are the processes, output to produce those seven things I mentioned, produce actually reformers, to produce agents of change. But outcome is when you live here and start making impact. The overall purpose for doing this is the outcome. The direct result of doing it is the output. But the impact those outputs make is the outcome. Okay, let's check one of God's systems, the plants. Like I said the plants are factories. Input. We have minerals from the soil, water, solar energy from the sun, carbon dioxide from the atmosphere, process. There is photosynthesis. There is catabolism. There is metabolism. All kinds of processes that go on. And finally, food is produced, fruit. There's also a ripening process and all of that. But finally, we get the fruit. That is output. The direct result of a process is an output. In a company, it should be the product. Maybe if it's a manufacturing company. In a service company, it should be that service you render. But the impact of that is the outcome. So what is the impact of trees and their fruit? They solve hunger problem. That is the overall goal that God had in mind when he planted those trees. You are getting the message? Uh-huh. So let me list laws of developing systems. Number one, a system must have a goal. You see what I said now? There is an overall purpose. There must be a definite purpose, an overall goal for which you are developing that thing. If there is no definite problem for this thing to solve or target for it to achieve, it's not a system. What's the goal of the digestive system? An organization is a combination of systems. Say it. And you are an organization, but you are more than an organization. You are an organism. An organism is an organization with life. So you are just a giant complex organization. The difference is that you have life. Why the bank? Bank has another type of life, but let's leave that for another day. So combination of systems make up an organization. Combination of processes make up a system. Combination of activities make up a process. And combination of tasks make up an activity. Don't be fooled by all those things. All of those things are still activities. But what I have just said is to lead me to a major point. The greatest skill of system building is the skill of breaking things down. What makes a man a system-oriented person like God is that whenever you're given a goal to solve, to achieve, or a problem to solve, your mind goes into operation to break it down into smaller units. So all this thing I mentioned is just smaller ways of breaking a goal down or the organization down. So even organization, you break organizations down. The goal, too, you break it down. When you break your organization down, that is the structure. When you break the goals down and the method of getting it done, those are your processes. I said system is a combination of structure and processes. Look at what it means. Pastor K wants to win the whole island. If he thinks system, the first thing he will do is break this island into parts and create fellowships to go after those parts. Those fellowships become part of VI Church, the parts. I said combination of parts and processes. Those fellowships become the different parts or organs or departments of the VI Church. If he goes alone, carries that one church to go after it, 10 years, he has not even scratched 10% of the place. Let him break those small, small parts and give them goals and assignment. They will achieve that goal for him. That's why I'm saying you're going to get a second baptism. Because for some of you, all your life, you have never gone in this direction of thinking. Why some others are getting everything we're saying immediately? Look at levels of breakdown, if you will. You know, you have organization at the top, which has the overall goal. First breakdown, I want to use the language we use in the academic sector. Faculties. Did you see what I'm doing here? This is how a structure an university. Then you get departments. Then you get units before you get individuals. We just go from vision to people. Or they ask you now to build a university. You build one entity and call that a university. Do you know that a faculty is a university on its own? Do you know that you can build a faculty and we'll be running? The rest of the university will come out of it later. Eh? Like I learned at Pan-African University, one faculty is the Lagos Business School. That's the one that's been running now. It's now to build that Pan-African University. Now, some don't use the word faculty. They use schools. They say school of medicine. Some call it colleges. Am I calling? It's a school of law. School of business studies. Okay, let's change this organization to a nation. Nigeria is one giant organization. But you don't go and run a nation as one entity. Let's break it down. The first breakdown, where you have faculties, you have states. Am I correct? Now, where you have departments, we have local governments. Where you have units, we have wards. And then you put people there. So that there will be some assignment. You give goals to the wards, goals to local government, goals to states. And then have the ones you keep at the federal government level. Especially control. That's why they've not released police force. They are still holding military force. All those forces because of they will go there and bomb you to submission. That's why the man that sits in Abuja is a very powerful man. The governor of Wandi says, I'm declaring independence, I'm not. They will go and carry both him and his state and put back, carry him and lock somewhere. You will soon see that in laws of system, you don't play with control. But anyway, so look at how I broke that down. The same way, so you give the overall goal, you give it to the organization. But the same way, you take that goal. If the goal, for example, if it's VI Church, the goal is growing 2,000 members, or the goal is 10,000 members, it has to take this goal and start breaking it down to these different. What you call unit is what we call cell group when it comes to church. What you call faculty is what we call branches. What you call this department is what you call satellites. Some people call it believer circles. That is, you can say men's fellowship, women fellowship, youth fellowship. You find the different major groups, give them their own arm, then you give them a goal. So if it's 2,000, when you finish breaking it down, the men know that they are going for 200, women 200, youth 200. By the time, so it is an organized collection of parts that when integrated, they deliver the overall word. Why in organization they can use departments and units and all of that before. And then that faculty or department, men, we break it down again and say we have 200 people to get by the end of the year. Let's create 20 cells. They divide the men into 20 groups, 20 cells. They divide the 200 again, gold to them. And at the end of the day, each cell is to just get 10 members. Then each cell again, we get the 10 members per year and divide it to their members. Let's assume we are only 5 people in our own cell. Everybody win 2 souls in 2001. Have you seen how the big vision has been broken down to everybody win 2 souls in 2011 and the organization achieves its goal? Meanwhile, if the organization goes after that giant, they won't achieve it. That thing you did once where you took project fund and broke it down to little parts where individuals are paying small amount. That is what is called system. It works 100 times better than raising funds. When you come to fund now, you need fund. You break it down, and assign it to all this, whatever. By the time you get to individuals, it looks like nothing. The key to achieving every goal and resolving every problem is the God way of thinking. It's a new, and that approach to dealing with goals and dealing with life issues demystifies it. So, if you notice, I said combination of processes as systems make up an organization. So, who do you give system, assign system to? Faculties. Combination of processes make up a system. You assign processes to department. Listen, don't be confused by this word. These are activities. You know, there are some things that a state should do. There are some things that local government should do. There are some things that word should do. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Simple. Well, these are grammar. And combination of activities you assign to units. What you now assign to individuals are tasks. These are activities that are likely not to be, you can't break down easy for one person to do. You assign it, they call them job descriptions. That means to pursue that goal, it must be broken down to the point that individuals have their little assignments. Even if it's one soul in a year or two souls, but it's done in such a way. When you drive it like that, one of the things that happens is that you unlock the potential of the whole organization. You unlock the potential of the whole ministry. And you achieve. If not, what you have is one man doing ministry. And the rest of the people, their potentials are decaying. And it's not that they are not called to do ministry or that God didn't want to use them, but because. So this is where we are coming to now, sonship, to know how to do things like God does them. Let me give you 12 laws. Number one, a goal. It must be a definite purpose, a clear problem that system is being designed to solve, or a definite goal is being designed to. That's why any of the systems God created, if I ask you what the transport system is designed to solve, you know it's transportation, get people from one place to another. But if I say, why do we have to now fly? Why should it be going by? He said, speed, getting there faster. Faster. So you see, the faster a system can deliver result, the more money it costs. And the more money it makes. Second law of system is that there must be deadline. That is time limit for accomplishing the intended result. Time limit. It's a law of time. The law of goal starts it, or purpose. The second is the law of time. The system must have time limit for delivering result. What is the implication of that? How will you like for your digestive system to take a whole year to digest food? How long does it take the reproductive system to mature a baby and deliver? 9 months. How would you like your own wife's own to take 5 years to mature? I was even talking to the Lord. I said, why 9 months? This is your system. Is it not dragging too much? After all, whether it's rat or rabbit that does it in 21 days, elephant in 2 years. God said to me, because the other things you don't understand. For example, in the balance of the ecological system, there are some things that if you multiply too much, they will dominate and wipe out other things. So if you go to the sea, you see that sardines reproducing millions. When they hatch, the egg hatch, the whole ocean is gone. You see birds diving. I say, why? He said, because they are food for the birds of the air, for the sharks, for other fishes. So that one has to be multiplying like that. But you can't manufacture sharks like that. They wipe everything in the ocean and die. That's where we said integration and balancing. When you finish, you balance the whole thing so that they are working in harmony. It's one of the laws. The law of integration. You make sure that they are engineered towards the goal. They are not functioning and going in their direction. You can have satellite churches of cell groups, but they are just doing their own thing. And the man that created them, created them to help him grow church, but they are not bringing the people to. So at the end of the day, you have more problem. Just like when a part of the body starts doing that, we call it cancer. You will have to cut it or kill it. That's what God does. Sometimes he trains people, they take off and become another. He has to destroy the same thing he built. But control prevents that from happening. So deadline. Time limit for delivering the result. So now I'm going to give you a goal. The goal we're giving in this school is reaching 1,000 people in 12 months. Everyone say 12 months. That's the deadline. Mm-hmm. We'll show you how to do it. It's not a big deal. PCJ gathers 150 in one night. Your own is to reach 1,000 in a whole year. But the difference is that we don't want you to go and do one crusade, 10,000 people come, you say, Pastor, we have achieved our goal. No, we don't mean crusade crowd or whatever. You have to finally get 1,000. So you can reach up to 1 million or but get 1,000 into your fellowship. You are going to create a kingdom system. That's what we are training you to do. That's what we mean by ark. You have to build it. Start a fellowship, whether it starts as a cell or whatever you like, and grow it to 1,000. But what is the time limit to do it? Do you know you can do it in 30 years? But at the end of the day, souls were finished perishing. Life were been wasted. I was just asking the reproductive system, the last phase of it, where the baby has to be pushed out. When a mother stays in labor beyond certain number of hours, what happens to the baby and the mother? You jeopardize their life. At that moment, the doctors intervene and open and to save both lives. See? Have you ever entered where she's delivering? It's an experience every man should have. You have entered. How will you like that system? That system to last for 9 months. I'm not talking about carrying the baby now, delivering the baby, 9 months. Will any woman still have a child? You will fight men. You will even kill them. You will tell God, let the men go and try. Some women will go for operation, remove their womb, so there won't be any chance. And then they can enjoy the sweet part. Deadline or time limits. When you build a system, set the time, that thing will deliver that result. When you start your car, it takes just a few minutes for the ignition to kick in. It's fire. That anytime you turn that, it's fire that you spark. The fuel mixes, combustion starts, car starts moving. But whenever you turn that and it's and 1 hour passes, is that not system breakdown? Who will want to buy a car that takes 1 hour to start? How long will it take to make the journey? When there is a deadline, potentials are released. Okay. The third law of system is scope. Every system has scope, has a limited scope. No system covers the universe. It's so serious that the so-called sun, that is so powerful, with all the energy is boiling, is one of the smallest stars in space. There are other galaxies. They have other suns blowing them. Why? Each system has scope. This sun is for this Milky Way galaxy. It's not even covering the galaxy. It's just our solar system that is covering. Think about it. So once you want to do a system, build a system, define its boundaries. Let me tell you the implication. They will tell you this car carries 8 people. This aircraft has this number. When you start violating boundaries, sometimes you bring about total system collapse. Other times, you neutralize the effect of the system. You see this AC? Let me see how many units they put here. Let's say 8 units cooling us in this small hall. But you did not consider scope. You just expand this hall to be 5,000 seater. It will be here like there is no AC. People will be sweating. Nothing will be happening. No effect. What if you now bring this in and mount it outside and say, I'm cooling VI. Have you seen why you have walls? Do you know what these walls are? Boundaries. This is the limit. This is your scope. Hey, when you say, I have a vision, define the scope of the vision. Define who you are. For example, in business, it's what is called market. Define your market. Carve out your own target. You know what I'm saying? Because we're about to build a system to ministry. Last time I did, someone told me, I'm reaching the world. It's a world evangelism. And I said, my friend, you're a confused man. Don't you see a lot of ministries like that? Do you know how many units of this you will need? This cooling to cool the world. That's why the Almighty God must be something else. But I will also be honest with you. When he has snow cooling Europe, we are hot here. Even the snow has boundaries. When he's doing sunlight for us here, some people are asleep. So even sunlight too has scope. So that when the thing is given to them, NEPA will take light here. God is distributing energy across the earth. Define your scope. Say youth. Youths are everywhere. Area boys are youths. Which type of youth? Students are youth. Teenagers are youths. Young professionals are youth. Which one? Which? So that your energy will be channeled. When market is not defined, it leads to a lot of wasted efforts. You overstretch yourself and you're not able to make impact. You know, when you're pursuing two fowls, you catch none. Is that how they say that proverb? AC, they tell you this is the number of horsepower. That defining scope. This is the capacity. This is this. Define who your market is. Who you are sent to pass. Sarah has carved out her own. It's the word of matters of the heart. And she defined it. She started with singles. Say, I'm not doing women. I'm not doing... After a while, she was able to expand the scope. You can expand the scope. They can decide to expand this hall now to be 2,000 seater. But when you expand the scope, the structure will have to be expanded and the processes will also be enlarged to cover. If you used to use 8 units, it might now be 16. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? And everything I'm saying is not whatever. It just means this university wants to expand further, cover more. They build more faculties, create more departments, and more units to run this thing. And then they have the capacity enlarges. Not you go and overload one faculty, it will collapse. The fourth law of system development is structure. Systems are built on structures. Systems are built on structures. If you want university, create faculties, create departments, create. If you want a nation, create states, create local governments, create. If you want a business, create directorates, depending on the word you use there, create departments, create all that, so that the goal of the business can now be broken and shared out. Each arm has a specific job, and they go and get it done, and at the end of the day, you say, we have achieved our goal. System-driven approach to doing ministry, to doing business, to doing government is it. The fifth is processes. Let me actually be clear here. Structure development, organizational development, or organizing as an activity is the easier one. The harder one for a lot of people is developing processes and procedures. But really, it's not a big thing. What it is sit down on paper and tabulate the different activities that take place in this organization. The different activities that take place in the different organs you have created. If you say we have 36 states, what are the responsibilities of a state? What are the activities, the functions of a state? What are the activities that should hold? Should states build schools? Put all of those things down on paper. For example, in case of a church, even church service is system-driven. When you state the activities, we will start with prayer for 1 hour, then we'll do this. And how it is done. If you state what is to be done, the activities, and how the procedures for carrying them out, what you have there are processes. Now, why is harder? It's not that is that you have to really sit down. It takes work to sit down and think through these things. Think through it. Let's try. Training system. We are building a school. Okay. We're not dealing with departments now because you can structure. Admin department, finance department, this, that, 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 that. Marketing department. But what I want is, let's just think about activities that are likely to hold in a school. Who can mention? Just 7. The training proper. Mm-hmm. Exam. These are the things you call processes. Mm-hmm. Registration. Graduation. When you finish getting them, these things are now arranged according to that breakdown. Which one should you group together to happen at a faculty level? Which one should you group together to happen at a departmental level? Which group of activities should you group together to happen? You know, when you group them, so this department, this is your job. The head of this department, this is what you drive. And then a group of departments submit, form a faculty. What happens is that in grouping, you look at similar activities and put them together. And you look at departments that work together and put them together under a faculty. You look at units that work together and put them together under a department. The same thing with this. You know, even places where people buy things, use those things to manufacture certain things, to sit down and clearly state those things and how they are now used to produce whatever they are producing so that anybody, anytime that comes, when they sack new people, sack people and bring in new people, they just take them. Because no matter which school you go to, there is what is called inductional training in every organization. That in-house thing. This is where they show you their own processes, their own systems, how these things work, their procedures. That is the inside knowledge you need to work there. You put that in the document, which you can keep improving because these things have no, there is a law called the law of equifinality. Even systems can be improved further and further, and there are other ways, different ways to get the same results. System must have processes. Because the next thing there is that a system must have a definite output. Never forget that. It's a very important element. It must have a definite output. Product, services, end result, whatever, what it produces. That whole thing. Now, each department you create must have a definite output. That's goal. The whole goals combined together creates the final, the overall goal. So now we've said create structures or department. You have to now break goals down and assign jobs to all those departments. It happens till you even get to individuals. One more thing at this level before I change direction. Systems need facilities. I have tried because I was in a place where three white guys were arguing that particular point. And so we decided to put it to test. I'm trying to find which particular system exists that doesn't have facility on which it operates. You don't just build structures. You build facilities. Facilities include tools, sometimes buildings, sometimes land. God created this particular one. We are all standing and we are building houses. Facilities, like a nation, cannot exist on earth. Am I correct? They have to have a location. Israel existed for a while, living in other people's until 1948. So somebody among the three said that he has completely developed systems. He's talking about business processes and systems, but he has it in his laptop. So the other man answered him and said, that your laptop is a facility, is a tool. Facility includes equipment, tools, and all of that. But of course, when he gets to where he's going to deploy that thing, it will leave his laptop and he will have to deploy it within an environment. Put in another way, in system building, you must create an enabling environment.